Hey everybody, welcome to God Still Speaks podcast. I'm your host, Leon Depria.
I want to share with you something that is very profound, a prophetic secret that has changed my life, and that is in one of the ways, one of the avenues that God speaks to his people. The Bible says in Acts chapter number 2, verse number 14, Peter explains that we are in the last days, saying that it is happening as the prophet Joel prophesied, that in the last days I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And even on your men servants and your maid servants will I pour out my spirit. And you know, it's amazing. He says visions and dreams. Visions and dreams is a major part of the language of the Holy Spirit, the language of heaven. I want us to look this morning into 10 common prophetic dreams. There are many. I know many people have written about it. Many people have preached and taught about dream interpretation. But just to really make it easy for you, I want you to remember these 10 dreams, and you will most probably be able to relate to these dreams. You will know that you will relate most probably to all of them. And I want to encourage you that if you have these dreams, not to take it lightly. Know that it has a prophetic meaning. Begin to interpret it. Pray to God for interpretation. Reach out to us. But at the end of the day, it is the Holy Spirit that will interpret dreams to you. Be led by the Spirit of God, never dreams. You know, I'm not led by dreams. I'm not led by visions. I'm not even led by prophecy. I'm led by the Holy Spirit. Prophecy, visions, and dreams confirm things. God can forewarn us in dreams, but it's for me always an add-on. Never allow these type of avenues to lead your life. That is how people's lives gets destroyed. So I want to encourage you, even though I'm going to give you 10 common prophetic dreams, never put it above the leading of the Holy Spirit. So let's get into today. Listen to Job chapter number 3, verse number 14. This is one of my favorite scriptures when it comes to dreams, the power and the importance of God speaking in dreams. Listen to this. For God may speak once, yea, even twice. For God may speak once, yea, even twice, in a dream, in a vision of the night, yet man does not perceive it. For God may speak once, yea, even twice, in a dream, in a vision of the night, yet man does not perceive it. What is he saying? He says, look, I'm coming to you in the night watches. I'm speaking to you in a vision of the night, which is a dream. Yet you cannot even hear me speaking. It goes on. It says, when deep sleep falls upon men while slumbering on their beds, then he opens the ears of men and seals their instruction. It is when you are on the slumbering of your bed, about to fall asleep, it is there where God opens up your ears and he seals instruction. You see, the word instruction there describes to us the very general, broad, major meaning of dreams. It is there to instruct us. It is there to even forewarn us. That is why this episode is so important. 10 common dreams. Let's get into it. You know, one of the dreams that I never take lightly is what we call the falling dream. A falling dream. Have you ever dreamt that you've jumped from a building or fall from a building and then you just wake up suddenly and you it feels like you're getting a heart attack, it feels like you're dying, and your breath is taken away? That falling dream, I know every one of you can relate to that. That is a prophetic dream. Sometimes people can feel that they have that continuously or in a season of their life. That dream means something is out of control. There's an area in your life that you don't have control on, and that is causing anxiety to come upon you. It's an area in your life that is out of control. It is an area in your life that you cannot have control, that you cannot guide, it is out of control. It is chaotic. And the dream is there not to really specify to you what area, because it'll be just out of the blue that you are falling. But you can take it that there's something in your life that is not settled, that God wants you to have peace on, and he wants you to have your security and not be anxious. Remember, he has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Have you ever had a dream? I've had this a couple of times, and you know, I want to get to the second one, but a lot of people, they would think this is demonic or something like that. And I'm going to share some things with you in these common dreams that I think is going to bless you and going to bring a lot of peace to you. But one of them is to be naked in public or naked in school. You know, I had this dream, I remember, in the beginning of my salvation, even in the beginning parts of my ministry, I would dream I'll just get to school, but I don't have pants on, or I don't have a shirt on. It's not just public, it's even school. Now, I'll explain now what a dreaming of a school means, but let's just get to point dream number two, being naked, finding out you are naked. You know, it is, when you have that dream, it is a sign, it is your spirit trying to speak to the Holy Spirit, trying to guide you and tell you that there's an area in your life that is being exposed to others that you must look at. It can mean two things. It's an area in your life that is being exposed that you need to cover, or it is an area in your life that you're feeling very vulnerable in that people are seeing. You're battling to be transparent fully in it. Two meanings. In my life, it is an area where God would want me to look at that might be exposed to others, and I must guard myself better and never ignore that dream, the naked dream, I call it. Very important, the naked dream. Let's get to dream number three. Dream number three. That is, have you ever dreamed? I call it the school dream, school test dream. Have you ever dreamt that you're back at school or university and you're writing an exam? Or you can't find your classrooms? You're walking and it's like you can't find the class that you're supposed to be going to. Or you're writing a test. You dream for a few months, you kept writing a test. Now, I would dream that I would be in a school naked and writing a test. So it is two common dreams that the Holy Spirit wanted to speak to me about an area of my life that I had to address. You know, so I call this dream the school test dream. Why do I call it the school test? Some people dream they're in school, others dream they're writing a test. It's two different it's the similar common dream. A similar meaning, but people can dream it differently, but it's the same dream. What it means is that it's taken an area back into your life, or a specific area, whether it's your job, ministry, or a character area, or a personal area in your life, where the Lord is indicating to you that you are not passing this test, and He still wants you to learn about something. You have not passed that area in your life yet. Very important. You see, when you have a dream where you're writing a test, it means that you are still in the time of testing. Don't be too quick to promote. Don't be too quick to move on. God is saying, you're not ready yet. I want you to still learn something or pass something. Very important. Let's get to dream number four. And I'm just going to give you 10 common dreams. Like I said, there are so many. But how many of you have ever dreamt about snakes? Snakes coming to you. You know, snakes in your room. A snake coming at you, or you just feel like there's a snake biting you where you're walking. Whenever you see a snake, it has a double meaning. You know, a snake has a long tail, T-A-I-L. And in the dream language, God speaks with a double language, if I can say it like that. So a snake might have a tail, T-A-I-L. But it means that somebody is speaking a tale about you, or gossiping a tale about you, T-A-L-E, tale-bearing. So when you see a snake, yes, it means lies, but it goes further than that. It means accusation, and it means tale-bearing. A tale is being spread about you. And then I want to give you this key when it comes to dream interpretation. I always look at the Bible. There are different meanings for snakes in the Bible. Now, this is where many disagree with me. But people say, no, but when I see a snake, it means lies. No, it can mean that as a general rule, but you have to get the leading of the Holy Spirit on that dream. If it is a positive or a negative dream, it can mean many different things. Go back to scripture, get the leading interpretation of the Holy Spirit. It means this. When we look into Genesis, we can see the snake seducing, the snake tempting. So that dream can mean there's a temptation in your life or a seduction in your life that is not right. It can mean we see in the wilderness how God, the Lord commanded that Moses takes a bronze serpent, and the people of Israel must look at the serpent. And when they look at the serpent, their wounds would get healed where the vipers have bitten them. So now a snake, a viper, a serpent can mean healing. So this is where it gets very tricky. That's why I say we can never have a 1, 2, 3, 4 checklist on dream interpretation. It is the Holy Ghost that leads you. But let's get to the common dreams. Snakes. It means lying, accusation, seduction, tail-bearing. If it is positive, it can mean healing. It can mean healing. And that is where people get confused. You know, let's get to the fifth dream that I feel you need to know about. That is very, very important. I'm gonna call it the kissing dream. The kissing dream. Have you ever dreamt that you kiss your old girlfriend, or you are in a relationship again with an old girlfriend, yet you are married with your wife, or you're in another relationship, and you feel guilty when you wake up and you don't know what is happening? Some preacher is telling you you're sleeping with some water spirit, or you know it is a spirit, a husband or spirit wife, and you know, and you don't have peace or comfort with what they are saying. So many people write books on water spirits and this, and yes, there's a truth to that, but you cannot make this a black and white thing. Verbatim, you cannot do it. Again, we are led by the Holy Ghost. When you see a kiss, when you like kiss a girl that is your past relationship, or you're holding hands with a past relationship, however it is being revealed to you, it does not mean you have lust. It doesn't mean that. It is simply the dream language, the Holy Spirit. And in a dream, it is also your own spirit speaking to you, trying to tell you that there's old habits and ways of thinking that you're not letting go of. There are old habits or ways of thinking that you're not letting go of, or you're falling back into them. Very, very important dream. Now, please, I want you to understand that I'm not even speaking of nightmares here. We are just speaking about dream. Have you ever had a dream? And I want to get to the sixth dream about your teeth falling out. So many people have come to me, want a dream interpretation. I'm a prophet. They ask for help and guidance. Your teeth falling out. It simply means that wisdom, you know, your teeth means wisdom and understanding. To chew on something, it means the ability to understand and have wisdom and to comprehend something. When your teeth is falling out, it means there's something that God wants you to understand in your life, or an area that you don't have full understanding on or full wisdom on. And He wants to get your note on it, you know, your focus on it. And there's something that you're not understanding, something that you're not comprehending, that you cannot digest. And He wants to get your focus on it. Let's get to the seventh common prophetic dream that I think is very, very important. I address dream a lot. I call it the flying dream. The flying dream. Have you ever dreamt that you can fly? Let me give you my example. I've dreamt I would fly, but I can just fly a certain height. And then I would dream again, I'm flying a higher height. Then I would dream again, I can fly a bit further or higher even. Longer in my dream. Maybe it's 20 seconds. Then maybe it's 5 minutes. Or I can do better maneuvers. And you know, this is what we call when you have the ability to operate supernaturally. When you have a flying dream, it means God is telling you that your ability to move in the supernatural realm is increasing, that there's promotions coming spiritually, and you'll be able to rise above natural problems that comes to you. This, again, is very important. The flying dream will always show and reveal to you a keen ability to maneuver in the spirit. It usually indicates a gift of prophecy on your life, or the spirit of wisdom and revelation that comes upon you. It speaks of discernment, or any of the combination of those gifts that usually follows the prophetic, the flying dream. So when you have that dream, really take a note of it. It is very important. It is God telling you to tell you something, that there is promotion, there is an ability to move with the things of the Spirit. Let's get to the eighth dream that I feel people should understand a very powerful meaning. Again, is when you dream of your dog or a dog, maybe it is your dog. A dog always represents friendship, best friend, protection, and it even goes as deep as the meaning of Christ. You see, who is our friend? Jesus said, you are no longer servants, but I call you friends. When you see your dog, it is a symbol of a man's best friend. Jesus is your best friend. The Holy Spirit is your best friend. When you see a dog, it can represent the Holy Spirit or Jesus in one aspect. Secondly, it can represent a best friend in your life, a physical friend, something happening. Maybe if you see a dog and a snake. I've heard people telling me dreams where they see a snake biting their dog. It means that a lie, an accusation, or a tale about them has gone to their best friend. Very important. And they would never understand the interpretation of it unless they came to us. And of course, as we do it by the Holy Ghost, and God just used us in that. He can use any believer in that. I want you to get to the second last meaning of a dream. Second last common dream that I believe, common prophetic dream. Today's broadcast episode is a little bit longer, but I believe this is very important. The second last one is what we call a storm dream. A storm dream. Very important. Storms is of God. Storms is of the devil, or storms is from yourself. So when we go back to the scripture, what are storms? Where does they come from? They come from God, they come from ourselves, or they come from the enemy. So it depends what nature the storm is in, the violence of it, how do you feel in the dream. It can mean a massive move of the Holy Ghost. If it is waves that is happening, winds, turbulent winds, it can speak of chaos in your life. But that is again a common dream, prophetic dream, that you must take a note of once you get it. This last one I want to get to, very important for me. When you dream of spiders, let's get to this. I have been so attacked on this dream, spiders. You know, I once wrote a devotional and I called it the spider anointing. The anointing of a spider, and that is available in my book called The Anointing, How to Exactly Receive the Anointing. That is for all our partners, free to our partners on beyondtheprayer.com. The spider anointing. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs that consider these animals. And it's speaking, it gets to a certain animal, speaking of the ant, speaking of the way of the eagle, it's getting, and then it gets to the spider. Now I understand that in the book of, in King James Version, it is speaking of a lizard, but in some translations, speaking of a spider. Either way, it's speaking of a creeping thing. Let's take a spider. And it says this, that by its legs of the spider, it finds itself in king's palaces. And I say this to people, when you have the anointing of a spider, don't look at it always as satanic. What is the spider? Why is the spider only satanic? Yes, it can mean that. But there the Bible says, consider these animals. Consider them. Look at them. Study them. Study their ability. I want to show you things in their life that you must imitate. The book of Proverbs, Solomon says, I want you to look and imitate. As the ant gathers in the summer for the winter times, so you must do it. A spider. When you look at a spider, he skillfully grasps with his legs, and he is found in king's palaces. This means that you can find a spider in the wealthiest of places and in the poorest. You can find it in king's palaces, and you can find it in the poorest of houses. You can find it in the parliament house. You can find it on a beach. You can find it in the country side. A spider is found everywhere. It's the anointing of favor. So when you have a dream of a spider, if it is positive, it's the anointing of favor coming on your life. If it is negative, it is satanic. It always speaks of satanic influence, a web, remember? So again, people will just say satanic. No, what does the Bible say? Speaking of a spider's web. that is a satanic influence on you, a curse that is on you that causes you to be stuck in a web of witchcraft. So that is the 10 common dreams that I usually give people to look at, to never ignore when you see, when you have these dreams, and you might have had them even as I spoke, it made sense to you. Don't ignore them, write them down. Pray for interpretation. If you need any help, if you need any, I'm not saying we are there to interpret every dream. We had hundreds of people trying to, in fact, it's over 1,000 already people that have sent in dreams to our ministry. We cannot do, obviously, everyone, but we are here to help you or guide you. If you want to follow our ministry, if you enjoyed this podcast, share it with someone, share it with your friends on social media. You can follow us on Podbean. You can follow us, but we are available on every podcast platform. Our ministry is encounterchurch.co.za. And leondeprier.com. You can follow us on every website, every social media platform, every podcast channel. Thank you so much for being with us this morning and for this devotional. I'll see you tomorrow morning. God bless you.